This is the Seabed Daily Text. Why your gospel may be too small. John 18:1-9. When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place, because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. And Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they said. Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. "I have not lost one of those you gave me." Consider this. It has been said that the Gospels are passion narratives with long introductions. Let's resist this characterization, as it implies the gospel of Jesus Christ can be reduced to 3 days of his life, that everything that came before was simply preliminary. The word gospel simply means good news. When we reduce the gospel to the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we unwittingly reduce the passion of Jesus to a single transactional event. This has the further unintended consequence of reducing salvation to a single transactional experience. Number one, Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Number two, I accept his gift on my behalf. Number three, I am saved. It's true as far as it goes. It just stops way short of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How about we frame it a bit larger? What if we thought of the passion of Jesus as the gospel of Jesus? Only the passion of Jesus was far more than 3 days in world history. What if the passion of Jesus is as old as the Son of God, which is to say, eternal? After all, doesn't the Bible refer to Jesus as the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world? What if our idea of the gospel is just too small? What if the passion of Jesus doesn't begin at John 18:1, but John 1:1? "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." John 1:1-2. I have always been intrigued by Paul's way of putting it in Romans 5:10. "For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?" The prayer. Abba, Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus, whose eternal preexistence, conception, birth, childhood, life, words, deeds, signs, sayings, suffering, death, resurrection, ascension, and return are his passion, which are the gospel. Come, Holy Spirit, and open our hearts and minds to conceive of this in a far deeper way than we have before. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions, number one, is your gospel too small? Number two, the unchanging nature of salvation is by grace through faith. But what if the scope of salvation is far greater than we have realized? And number three, what are the implications of the passion of Jesus being the whole gospel rather than the last few chapters? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.